This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a potential treatment for Alzheimer's disease, and you can get it over the counter.
First to Pakistan now. The Pakistani army is furious that 11 of its troops were killed yesterday in an airstrike they say was led by U.S. forces. Details are still murky. The attack occurred in the lawless tribal border with Afghanistan. We're joined by reporter Graham Usher. He's in Islamabad. And Graham, what do we know about this incident so far?
Well, as you say, the details are very murky. What the U.S. officials are saying is that the Taliban mounted an offensive inside Afghanistan. There was a clash. The Taliban retreated back inside Pakistan, and American aircraft pursued them and fired missiles at them. Now, one of those missiles hit a border position of the Pakistani army inside Pakistan, and that's when 11 soldiers were killed. The Taliban say that 8 of their people were killed, and there are also reports that some 8 tribesmen and civilians were killed. That whole borderland is disputed territory between Pakistan and Afghanistan. In fact, the whole 1,500-mile-long border between Afghanistan and Pakistan is disputed territory, very simply because the Afghan government, President Karzai, does not recognize the border as an international border, whereas the Pakistani government does.
Okay, so the United States has a cooperation agreement with Pakistan to fight terrorists along this border. And according to that agreement, is the United States not allowed to pursue terrorists over the border into Pakistan and fire on terrorists or suspected terrorists in Pakistan?
Well, it depends who you ask. A Pentagon official today said that under the agreement, the U.S. Special Forces do have the right of hot pursuit of terrorist suspects or Taliban al-Qaeda fugitives inside Pakistan. The Pakistani army says they can only do that in coordination with the Pakistani army. What the Pakistani army says, however, is that this attack, this missile strike, was unprovoked, it was not coordinated, and the U.S. Special Forces must have known that they were aiming at or near a Pakistan military position.
Although the United States says it was coordinated, that they did alert Pakistan prior to the attack.
And the Pakistani army denies that. And they have said that there has been a series of attacks inside Pakistani territory over 4 this year where pilotless drone aircraft, American aircraft, have flown into Pakistani airspace and fired missiles at alleged al-Qaeda Taliban fugitives. The Pakistani army have insisted publicly that these were not coordinated. The Pakistani newly elected government have asked the Americans not to do this, but the Americans still doing it. There is, at the moment, a major breach of understanding in what constitutes coordination.
Okay, so with tensions rising and flaring between Pakistan and the United States, what could this mean for this cooperation agreement? Could Pakistan just call it off?
Theoretically, yes. The Pakistani could do a lot of damage. There is 1,000 border positions of the Pakistani army along the Afghan-Pakistani border. They could simply leave those. 75% of supplies to NATO goes through Pakistan. They could refuse to cooperate. I don't think they are going to do any of those things. But I think they are going to lodge a very powerful protest to the Americans and to NATO and to the Afghan government, saying that there cannot be, under any circumstances, American soldiers invading Pakistan territorial sovereignty. The Pakistani army at the moment is engaged in a very elaborate peace process with pro-Taliban tribesmen on the border areas. They want to try and wean away the tribes from foreign fighters, al-Qaeda-like fighters, in order to pacify the tribal areas so that there can be a degree of peace. That project is completely undermined by American invasions into Pakistani territory. All it does is radicalize the tribes. If it radicalizes the tribes, the Taliban have more recruits, more people want to fight against NATO. So the Pakistani army sees any military incursion by the Americans as completely counterproductive, not only to their strategy of trying to bring peace in Pakistan, but to the NATO strategy of trying to end cross-border infiltrations into Afghanistan.
Reporter Graham Usher speaking to us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Graham, thank you.
Thank you.